What's up? What's happening? Welcome into, as you have possibly heard by now, the final edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. We're live one last time for me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and the Odyssey app. You can watch us live on YouTube at the Team 980. If you haven't heard yet, surprise! Today's the last show for me, and it's the last show, thankfully, for me for good reasons. I have another opportunity that I am pursuing, and in the interest of not burying the lead, I can tell you that I am leaving this incredible opportunity that was, in so many ways, the job that I've been dreaming of since I was a kid for one that I didn't think was possible. I'm going to be joining the Wizards and the Mystics in a newly created position in the front office starting next week. I will be the Senior Director of Basketball Identity and Integration for Monumental Basketball. As any of you who have listened to the show know, I am very happy with what the Wizards are doing. Even before I had the show, going back to 2018 and 2019, as John Wall's injury started to mount, I've been saying the team would be best served with a reboot. When they embarked on that reboot in 2023, I distinctly remember walking away from my first interactions with Michael Winger and Will Dawkins thinking, these guys are about the right stuff. We'll see what they do, but I'm pretty sure the process is going to be really good. And in the NBA, that's all you can do. Try and do the right things, hope that you get some luck, and ultimately compete for championships over an extended window. And so, if you've been listening to me talk about that team on this show, you know that what the Wizards are embarking on is a project that I've genuinely believed in from the outside as an analyst and commentator, and it's something that speaks, frankly, to what I love about sports. Are you really willing to go there? Are you really willing to do what it takes to compete at the highest levels? That involves doing things that are hard. You can shortcut to the middle very easily in pro sports, in any league. Claim you're close. Hold on for dear life to your job without ever really pushing your chips in. Going there requires guts. It requires intelligence. It requires a buy-in from ownership to give you the space to do it. And I would have been perfectly happy continuing to watch all of that as an observer to see if this experiment was going to work. But then Michael Winger reached out, and after an initial discussion we were having as him, team president, and me, journalist, he eventually circled back and he opened the door for me to be a part of it. I just couldn't refuse. I couldn't say no. Journalism itself is really important, though. Having people on the outside, keeping you in check, is essential. The term critic doesn't have to be a negative one. It just means taking a trained, professional eye and saying, this is what I think. But ironically, one of the first big segments I ever did on this show was to say that I am a pundit, not a participant. My job over the last 3+ years of this show and 15 years in journalism hasn't been to care about whether what I said is helping a team win games. That simply was not my responsibility. I cared, but I had no stake in the game. Now, as I leave you all as a radio host to become a participant, to become someone who will help shape and tell the story of what we're trying to build with the Wizards and what we're clearly already building with the Mystics, I become that. I become a participant, leaving my punditry behind. As to what I'll actually be doing, you'll actually hear from me a lot. When you're embarking on a project of this size, it's imperative that you bring your fans along for the ride, that you're accountable to the people who invest financially and emotionally in your organization. So that will include plenty of appearances on these very radio stations. It will include plenty of TV work with Monumental Sports Network, as well as other stations around ABC7, NBC4, WSA9, etc. Podcast appearances. Basically, if someone has a place that they talk Wizards or Mystics, I will be there. An extra special thanks from me has to also go out to Ted and Zach Leonsis. Two men who cared very deeply about their teams, the city, and the region in a way that I truly admire. And I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't take this leap if I didn't believe in them and the front office they have hired to run the teams. One thing that I have seen in getting to know the Monumental Sports ownership and leadership is that they always try to do the right things for the right reasons to benefit the most people. So while, yes, I have been critical of some of these decisions in the past, I fully recognize right decisions with wrong outcomes are part of business. They're a part of sports. and frankly, on my side of it, they're a part of journalism too. Some things work out, some don't. It is with this understanding that I'm joining the Monumental Basketball family, which speaks highly of the culture and the company, and that has created the opportunity for me to come in and help advance our goals. And in case you're wondering, the we's and the r's, as someone with a journalism degree, yeah, it's still weird, but I'm going to get used to it, because being a part of a team and being a part of a family environment like that is a really cool thing. And being a part of the family here at Odyssey has been a tremendous experience in just about every way I can imagine. And I will talk a lot more later about my gratitude for this silly and not so little anymore radio show and what we've built here at the end of the day today. But I wanted to start off with the news. Don't bury the lead, they taught me in journalism school. And I wanted you to hear all of that and where I was going straight from me. So I am happy to answer any questions you have if you want to call in. But no, I haven't started yet. I don't have any special insights. I haven't done any of the job yet. I've been doing this job and I will start that job on Monday. But if you want to ask, go ahead. But what I really would love to do over the next hour especially is celebrate. We will do more celebration and more looking back and all the fun last show things that you should do as the show goes. As you could probably imagine, we're going to have a guest. That guest is going to be Clinton Yates. I have no control over that portion of the show. Clinton will call at 5. We'll see what happens. We will do a real thing. Like, we've all often hinted at the Real Things Hall of Fame. We will do the actual Real Things Hall of Fame. We'll have an enshrinement ceremony later on in the show. And as I said, I will definitely, I want the chance to and have the opportunity to later in the show express gratitude to a bunch of really, really important people. And so we'll do that a little bit later. But mostly over this first hour where we've done more caller segments over the last 3 years than any other, I want to celebrate with you guys. This has been a hell of a ride, and we couldn't have done it without you, the listeners. So let's have some fun. Let's go down memory lane for the rest of the hour. Meaningful memories, silly memories, the ones that make you laugh, the ones that make you cry, the ones that made you want to throw things at the radio because you couldn't believe I said that thing. All of them. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980. Let's have some fun. Let's tell some stories. Let's have a hell of a good time one last time here on The Hoffman Show. I remember I went to another concert like 2018, 2019 at FedEx. And literally, we just got out of the car. It was like, you know, July, August, whatever. And we're just like, we're getting out of the car where there's no point. Like, we're not moving. We're just going to sit here. And we like sat on the hood, waited 45 minutes for traffic to start moving. And then like at the time I was living in Reston, and then I had to drive an hour back to Reston on a crowded beltway. Like, the beltway's crowded anyway. So there's got, you know, the point is not to just complain about traffic. That's the Chris Russell Show, 1 to 4 Eastern here on Team 980. Ah, that was a cheap shot, but it was worth it. Love you, Rooster. It's the final edition of the Hoffman Show. Anthony's going to take us on some fun trips down memory lane, going in and out of the segments today. And Rooster is sitting in the other studio. So he did it here. That was to his face. Just know, Chris Russell, anything I ever said on the air about you and your radio show, I knew you could be listening. And I would have said, had you been sitting right there or right here or anywhere else.
He said, notice how he says on the air.
Yeah, duh. I mean, I'm not an idiot. Discretion is the better part of valor. It's an angry rooster running around. You think I'm dumb? Come on. Oh, man. If you're just tuning in late, we announced, I guess, earlier today on social media that today is my last show. I'm taking a new role with Monumental Basketball in the front office as the Senior Director of Basketball Identity and Integration, which is a big fancy title that I'm going to help the front office and use my skill set there. It's a job that's going to probably evolve over time, and thus there's only so much I can really say about it, not because I'm trying to be secretive, but just because there's only so much to say right now. But the one other loose end I wanted to tie up here is probably going to make, if you're not sad already, Anthony, about this, and we should probably tell the story of when I told Anthony this news at some point today. A couple of you have asked on the YouTube chat about Take Command. I will also be leaving Take Command, and we'll do a little bit of a goodbye probably on the episode that'll drop tomorrow, I think. So I will have a chance to say goodbye to that audience specifically as well. But as much as I would love to keep doing it, one, I think it's really important that you guys know, like, the amount of time that I put into that show is part of the reason that so many of you say have so many nice things to say about it. And if I am working full time as a front office NBA person and WNBA person, I would simply not have the time to be like, hey, so sorry, I can't do my job right now. I have to go watch Commander's tape. So it would be logistically impossible. And also, I think highly inappropriate, because if you were to pick someone out of the Commander's front office and they were hosting like a Wizards podcast, you'd probably think that was weird. And I know it's a little different because I've been covering the Commanders for 10 years in various forms, but Take Command will continue on without me. Logan will still do the show, and they're working on whatever the next iteration of the show is. There probably will be news on that sooner rather than later. Again, like, that's not my job, above my pay grade, not my responsibility, but I did want to close that loop because many of you have been asking on social media today and as well in the YouTube chat, as we just announced this here. But Take Command is continuing just without me moving forward. Logan and Evan, our producer, who is awesome. Those guys will do a great job, and I can't wait to become a listener of that show. And I did Anthony tell John Keim, you know, I talked with Cakes a little bit this morning, and I was like, I might just have to like group FaceTime you and Logan for old time's sake. Just like, can I, like, every four games, can I get 10 minutes of your time and just throw out some stuff and talk ball with you guys? Cause I'm gonna miss that. I'm gonna miss that tremendously.
Everybody is, man. Everybody truly is.
Yeah. So same thing. Like, you, I'm sure that I'm gonna get, you're, I'm gonna be texting you during football games.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So, you know, just some things will not change. The public commentary and consumption habits obviously will. As I said, I want to have some fun this hour. This show is about, like, one of the things we try to do is cultivate a community and cultivate a group of people that, like, and I say this as someone who felt a part of one of those growing up. Like, I grew up listening first to Mike and Mike a lot as like a kid before school on ESPN Radio. And as I got into college, I did not miss a day of SVP and Russillo, Scott Van Pelt and Ryan Russillo's old radio show. And so, like, having a radio show that is a part of your life is something that I understand from the vantage point of all of you who are listening. And I do not take lightly the fact that I am potentially ruining that for you, and I'm so sorry. But I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to meet so many of you and talk with so many of you on the phones and on social media and all that throughout the years. And so let's have some fun over the next hour. And yes, if you guys want to say nice things, I will sit here and blush and take them. But also, if you have like a favorite memory of the show or something like that, like, let's get into some of those. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Tom to get us started. Tom, thanks for calling. One last time to the Hoffman Show. Anthony, what would it be without a technical glitch? Thank you for bringing that up, because apparently my computer is not working over here today. Tom, thanks for calling.
Hey, Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Let me just tell you this, Tom. I don't like keeping secrets. And not that this has been like a secret for a long time, but if I could have told everybody the second I signed to take on the new job, I would have. So I'm happy that this is now out in the universe. I'm great.
Well, good for you, man. Good for you. It's going to be sad to not be getting your Washington football team, I'll just call it that, take anymore. And you just answered the question about the video stuff, too. I really enjoyed over the years watching you and listening to you. You always have had a unique and humorous sometimes take, but always down to the nitty gritty details. And I can tell you put a lot of time into it. So I get it why you can't keep doing the video thing, but I'm going to miss it, man. I'm sure a lot of other people will too. So congratulations to you. Best of luck. And yeah, man, just keep rocking it. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate
that,
Tom.
Good enough job to get that. And you'll keep moving ahead forward. So, good for you, man. And it's good to hear that Logan will still be doing the video thing because we really enjoy watching that.
Yeah, so. I'd be super pissed at him if he stopped. Like, what's his excuse? Like, come on, guy. I need your football analysis. So, no, Tom, I appreciate that.
He's going to need a compadre there, and you guys work so well together. So
I will say,
who's going to take your place?
I don't know, and I'm not being coy. I truly, honestly don't know. What I do know is that Logan will not accept someone who is not good. Like Logan's no nonsense in that way. And, I'm sure that whoever it is, it will be different because like it's a personality driven business, but it will be good and it will be knowledgeable. And, Anthony, if you can hit the button, thank you, Tom, really appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, be good, man. Enjoy.
Thank you. I got really, really lucky in this business. In that, like I got to work with Chris Cooley my first run through at the team 980 at the time ESPN 980, and I got to work with Logan for basically my entire second stint here. And what that did for me actually in many ways set up my next thing. I have so much to learn getting into a new organization. Like I have. As a journalist, like you don't get to be in all the things that I will now be expected to be in because it'll be my job. But I also think there's like a layer in between that, like if you're super plugged in or you get to be with people who used to be in it, and like especially for Cooley, but even more so for Logan, because he was a fringe roster guy, because he had to squeeze every little bit out, like there was an attention to detail that like in some ways taught me what it truly took to be in professional sports. And I could thank so many people, and I probably haphazardly will over the course of time. I'll throw a few names. Guys like Sean McVay. I covered Sean for 1 year in 2015 when he was the OC here. And it's not like we had a every single day conversation, right? Like he and I had a good working relationship. I haven't talked to Sean at this point in a long time. I'm sure if and when we run into each other, it'll be all love. Like it's just, you know, he's a little busy with his new job and it's very far away. But seeing a guy like Sean operate and having some really in-depth conversations with him taught me about what it meant to be a professional in professional sports. And I will also say, like, talking to a guy like Will Dawkins, again, this is, like, conversations I'm having with him as a journalist with no freaking idea that in months or years later we would be working together. Like, I just was always impressed at the level of detail and the things that he thought about that were just different, where you're like, I'm out there yapping about this stuff every day and I think about this stuff a lot, but I never thought of that. And so getting to work with Logan specifically because of what it took for him to play in the league as long as he did made me so much better at this, not just in like that show or Take Command or the football segments I did. It infected the way I think about professional sports in a way that probably put me in a position to, for someone like Michael Winger to reach out and be like, hey man, what if you came over here? And I'm obviously very excited to take that next step. Let's go to our guy, Ford. And Anthony, I figured out the buttons over here. Take that. Ring one up for me on the last show. Ford, what's up, my guy? And I'm at it. Ford, I will also say this. I'm so sorry there will not be a Hoffman Show Fantasy Football League this year.
Hey, Craig. That's fine, man. I think I'll make it. But first and foremost, thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey. And you know, taking my calls and including me in your fantasy football league last year. And, you know, just helping an older guy retire down in Southwest Florida feel part of the team. And I'm going to miss you, man. I'm going to miss you too, Anthony. And but best of luck, buddy. And, you know, it makes my heart happy to see someone like you, still very young, although you make fun of your age, but still very young to move on to your next chapter, you know, and I wish you nothing but the best, my friend, and we'll miss you.
Ford, I appreciate it. I really do. And if they didn't pair me with Anthony, then I probably wouldn't have to make fun of my age so often.
Hey, I'm not that young.
I know. The funny thing is I look down the hall and like Strober's down there and like Clary's normally down there. I don't know where he's at today, but like they actually do have some younger guys. Are you like on the producer scale, Anthony? How old are you?
I'm 29.
No, I know that's not what I asked.
Oh, on the scale.
Like, compared to the other middle producers. Of the pack. You're middle of the pack?
Because Darius is older than me. Mullins is older than me. Mm. Jeff is older than me. And then you have Strobe, Clary, Max. Oh, A-Mac is older than me, too. So, yeah, I'm, like, in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm on the younger side of the host, but, you know, I am older than my producer. So, you know, it happens. I'll also say this about Ford's Call. The amount of different states I got people like, hey, I've loved listening or watching on YouTube from California or Florida or this. Like, I had to edit my little open, Anthony. Not so little anymore. This little show that we allegedly had going on here.
Hey, look, man, we're trying to go global, man.
Yeah, we're trying, or we did our best. We'll see. I don't know how far we got. I guess we kind of find out today. Ant, is line three real?
Yes.
I can't possibly go to anyone else next. Ant's mom is on line three. Hi, Mom.
No, it's actually your mom.
Oh, you played a trick. I asked you if it was real. You son of a gun. And Mom, that's not... My mother just lied to me on the radio. Hi, Mom.
She did. This is my first and I guess my last call ever into the Hoffman Show. Just wishing you good luck in your next career. You've been on the mic for a lot of years and you haven't shut up in 35.
Well, you would know.
And... I would know, and can't wait to see what you're going to do next. So proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. Wow. That's my mom, everybody. And now I have to do the awkward thing where I hang up on my mom. Bye, Mom. I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Have a great show.
Thanks.
That was good.
Son of a... I thought I was going to cry at the end. We're not even to the second break yet.
I know.
Well, we're at the second break now. We'll get back with more of your calls next.
Hey, what's up, brother Craig? You all right?
Doing well, except for my back, but we don't need to go into that again. All right, people get it. I'm getting old and it sucks.
My neck and my back. But,
we're not going there either. So... That's a lyric that's not FCC friendly. Don't get me fired on my third day, Momo.
No, that's for Friday. I'm not singing the girl, Joe.
I will say this, Momo. Now, today would be a good day to call. It's your last chance. Our guy Momo, frequent caller early. Then his work schedule changed. And he called back on a day off. I didn't get fired on my day off. In fact, I didn't get fired at all. Today's my last day. If you are just tuning in, today's the last day of this here radio show. The Hoffman Show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. It's on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We are taking your calls. 301-230-0980, having some fun trips down memory lane. That was our third day, huh, Anthony?
Third day, man. That's way back yonder.
Way back yonder. By the way, we will do a little bit of sports content today. Our boss told us we had to, so we'll do a little bit of... what I actually want to do is like some season predictions. What's one last chance, or what's not having one last chance to get a bunch of stuff wrong about the NFL?
Hey, I mean, I made a living of it.
Yeah.
You sort of kind of made a living, but not as bad as me.
Well, on the getting wrong stuff part, yeah, you you really owned that vertical. I did all right, actually, on both season-long picks, but especially, obviously,
yeah,
the competition. What if we secretly did Competition Wednesday picks every week?
Man, speaking of Competition Wednesday, Craig, we owe the show cold plunges.
We definitely will. I was just thinking, too, the new place I'm going to work, we got some cold plunges over
yes,
there
you
at
do.
The practice facility. I'll have to, I don't know if, I don't know if bringing old radio bits into the new job is the best first impression. But let me get my feet wet, not in a cold plunge. And perhaps one day we can get the content team over there to have our dumb butts go in a cold plunge.
Hey, look, say no more, man.
So I haven't forgotten about that. I just... honest truth, what was supposed to happen, what our plan was, there was a chain of cold plunges. I will leave the name out of it. But there is a chain that has opened up a few locations around the DMV that was supposed to open right there. We're on the second floor of a building. On the ground floor, they were supposed to open one. That one didn't open. They canceled that one. And then we were left up a creek without a cold plunge. So That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take some more calls. 301-230-0980. One of my favorites, Mill. Thanks so much for calling. You are one last time on the Hoffman Show.
I just want to say, first of all, congratulations, Craig.
Thank you.
I know you covered the Wizards a lot, and I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better person than you. I mean, you and Anthony has been like literally the shining light when I get out of work, because I cut you guys on, and as soon as I'm home, literally, I'm cutting on a YouTube channel. And like I said, you know, you guys are like awesome, what you guys do and which I have created. And also, I remember one of the, I can't remember the day or anything, but I remember one of those takes where I think you had just, it's sometimes when you come back from a break or something like that, maybe you have a misstep or something like that, and like
Anthony. No, that's never happened. This is a perfectly executed show, 100% of the time. We've never made a mistake in our whole lives. I don't know what you're talking about.
But it was so. But regardless of that, Anthony had took over, and he was kind of like you for a second and answering the calls.
Oh.
And stuff. I'm like, hold on, Anthony got the wheel? Like, it was so crazy. But I definitely enjoyed the ride. Like I said, for these, I'll count you into Anthony, like the 30 plus. You could say 20 now, but you might as well say 30 now. But
kicking down the door.
But I definitely enjoy you guys, the content, the rebuttals that you have with us callers, and just. You know, and don't get me wrong, I love Russell and Sheehan and all of these guys, but it's just something about your show that kept me coming back. And like I said, I wish you guys nothing but the best. And I look forward to catching up with some Wizard stuff too, though. So
absolutely.
And if you do have just one more thing, mm-hmm. I would ask for you: do we get back to the NFC Championship? That's my question.
Oh, she's hit me with a hard one on the way out. First of all, Mill, thank you for all of the kind words, for being a loyal listener, for checking in with always great calls and opinions. And, you know, I just appreciate it. I also do remember there's been about twice, I think, where I haven't made it back, or like I was choking on something and I literally just couldn't speak. And Anthony has to take the wheel. And let me tell you, there is no one who hates that more than Anthony Haney, than when he had to take the wheel. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. As for the NFC Championship game, here's what I would say. I think they are a better football team in 2025, assuming that Terry's contract gets done, than they were in 2024, talking about the Commanders, obviously. Getting back there is going to be a tremendously hard uphill battle, but I think they're built for it. If I'm going to do a prediction, y'all say they get back. Like, that's Captain Easy stance over here. It's going to be a homer on the way out. Eh? Eh? Not going to ruffle any feathers.
Hey.
But I do think genuinely that this team is made of the right stuff. And what I would feel, even obviously, both because statistically this is a duh, but also just kind of how I think the everyone over there is wired. If they come up short this year, they'll be back next year. Like, they will figure out what the thing is that didn't go well this year. They will get it right, and they will go on, and they will also just have so much more talent 3 years in than they do 2 years. And obviously they were able to do it last year with 1 year, which is pretty remarkable. Let's go to Aveen. Aveen, thanks for calling. One last time, my man, you're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig, just want to say congratulations. Big gain for Monumental. Big loss for us DC sports fans. Just want to say you brought a level of thoughtfulness, nuance, intelligence to sports talk that's rare, and I really appreciated it. And, you know, it's going to feel like a big loss to me, because you became, over the past couple of years, the stuff you put out, I can't skip, I can't miss for certain things. And, you know, I'm going to really miss that. So just want to say congratulations. A little bit of a bummer that you're not going to be here, and I won't be able to hear your thoughts on stuff on this Commanders run to the Super Bowl next season. But all the best.
There it is. Aveen, thank you. I was really enjoyed our interactions and your calls, and thanks so much. And I really appreciate that. Anthony, I feel like now is a good time to tell the story of when I told you yesterday. Not yesterday, Monday. It took every fiber of my being not to tell Anthony earlier than I should have. Like, it's just professionally, like, the deal's not done till it's done. I would have loved to be like, hey, man, just so you know, there's a chance this thing could happen, you know, as it was starting to formulate, and just, it's not the right thing professionally to do. And I wouldn't expect Anthony to have done that if he had another opportunity, if the street was going the other way. And so poor Anthony comes back on Monday off of going to NABJ this past weekend, the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, which is a really great time. I know so many of my friends who have gone over the years, and it's always a really rewarding experience. You get to see people all around the country. And you got to go in Cleveland. You had a great time. You went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which you really enjoyed. And Anthony's just like, well, first of all, I was going to tell you Monday morning. And you had a camp this week. And I was like, I can't ruin his headspace before he's about to go be around a bunch of kids. And so we wait until we get into the office. And you're bopping. You're like, I can't wait to tell you. But I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to tell me all about it. And we're like going around a corner into another studio. And I just like close the door behind us. And I go, but I'm going to have to ruin your day first. And I told him the news. And I might as well have told you your dog died. And then I told you where, like, because I told, hey, my last show is going to be Wednesday. And then I told you where I was going. And you kind of turned into the Alonzo Mourning meme. Where you're like, well, that's pretty cool. I'm like, happy for you. But this sucks for me. That's the way I interpreted it. Was you went from dog died to Alonzo Mourning meme. But you were crestfallen. I felt so bad. Because I appreciate the connection that we've got so much. And I'm not going to get too deep into that now. I will later, and there's a chance we both cry. So Aveen called in. You and Anthony can start a support group.
Hey. No, I'm not going to lie. That was definitely some tough news. But, like, just like any of my friends, like, it may, you know, be one door closing and another opening. I'm grateful for the experience that we've shared these last 3 years and 2 months. We've had a lot of funny times, and like as the show goes on, like we're going to continue to, you know, relive some of those moments. I definitely have some in the queue, but these last 3 years, dude, I've learned a lot from you, man. And like, you guys don't know, you guys don't see it, but this dude, Craig, he is a producer's producer. Like, he makes my job a lot easier. He puts so much work into like everything he does. Like, this, hey, I'm gonna miss working with you, dude. It's not a lot of people like you, dude. You're cut from
that.
A different cloth. Yes, we both wear.
I said, you know the cloth that was cut from. You know the cloth that was cut from.
Yeah, we both wear the Syracuse, you know, university on our back, but you just have a different drive, and you do. And I'm inspired, you know, being able to work by you, and you encourage me to do, and, you know, try to, you know, live up to some of the stuff that you do. Real stuff, man.
I appreciate you, man.
And look, now I take over the show. My name is Anthony Haney III, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be going to break. But after, Craig tells you what's trending.
Anthony's not going to be hosting the show in the future. But if he did, he just proved he could do it. He was scared this whole time. You hit the button, man.
Now, this whole Kirk Cousins thing, that's the thing that really get me riled up, because people try to make him out to be more than he was. At least I know Trent Williams was that player for us. Kirk Cousins wasn't. He was an okay quarterback. He was the best quarterback we had in that time frame. Look at all the bumps.
He's the best quarterback that you've had in 30 years.
No.
Who's better?
He was probably the most productive. He choked under pressure. Every time,
you know,
in a situation.
Paulie, we got to wrap this because we're up against the clock. But, you know, and we'll continue this another time because it's mid-July. It's mid-July and we got time. But, like, in order to be under pressure, you got to be good enough to get into pressure. And most of the quarterbacks that played here for the last 30 years have been good enough to get into pressure. I stand by that. That was a bar from back in the day.
It was indeed, man. Times have changed, though, man. We got a real quarterback here.
The information on the ground has departed from what used to be. it's the final edition, if you haven't heard, of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Clinton Yates is the show's final guest. He'll join us at 5 o'clock. We will take more of your calls throughout the show today. Anthony has something planned at 6. I don't know what it is. We will enshrine the Real Things Hall of Fame and also do a Real Things that Craig and Anthony said into real microphones later in the show. And then I will wrap up with a goodbye at the end. But right now is the time to share memories with you at 301-230-0980. Here on the Hoffman Show, let's go to Terrell in Baltimore. Terrell, thanks for calling one last time here on the Hoffman Show.
You can't be serious.
I am very serious.
Dude, I jump in the truck after work at 4:30 5:30, and I drive from Cheverly to Baltimore. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. That's all you. But today it was like getting that phone call of like, hey, are you sitting down? Oh, man. Like, dude, what am I going to do on this long drive home without competence, without high-level IQ, without that proverbial Aaron Rodgers, hey, everybody relax. Let me give you sound information. What am I going to do? Am I going to go back to music or silence on the road, bro? Like, man.
We have, look, my boss is very good at his job. I don't have to even suck up to him because he's my boss until 7 o'clock. My boss is very good at his job. I have faith in him that he will find someone that will do a good and entertaining job and hopefully a smart job and a competent job and all those things that you guys enjoyed about this show to fill this time slot. I really hope so. There's also a wonderful world of podcasts out there, many of them from our Odyssey brothers and sisters. I don't know why I'm still feel the I feel like a moral obligation to be a company man. Again, I only work here until 7 o'clock. I will tell you some of my absolute favorites. I think the Athletic Football Show is amazing. My guy Robert Mays does a great job. So if you're looking for a great football podcast, he's awesome. Kime does an amazing job. Some of the other local ones. So I'm sure you, the good and the bad news for those of us in the media industry, which I am again in until 7 o'clock, is that there is a plethora of options. But Terrell, with that said, I genuinely appreciate you choosing us on your drive every single day. Thank you, and I always enjoyed your calls,
and
man.
We appreciate you, bro, for real.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Let's keep it rolling with Abe in D.C., who's been patiently waiting. Abe, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, man. It's good for you, but sucks for us. Man, I usually don't call in. I just listen because a lot of times when I want to say something crazy, you have already corrected it. I don't have the answers. Craig actually does. Like, but to say it in sweetness, man, you actually really make me smarter, like, by listening to you in football, basketball, even soccer, hockey, all type of stuff. Stuff I've never even been caring about. You did that. You brought that avenue to my life, and I just want to say I truly appreciate it. And, glad you got better endeavors in your life, and I hope you keep going, man. God bless you.
Hey, thank you. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. Let's go to Tim, who's been patiently waiting. Tim, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show one last time.
All right, Craig, man, I appreciate you, bro. You did. Yeah, you got me through a hard time over there in the jail, man. I used to listen to you on the radio. Everybody listen to music. I'm listening to you. You feel me? And now I come home, and y'all saying y'all getting off. And I'm going to say, bro, you was my therapist. Other than you and Louis T, man, y'all my therapist, man. Y'all make me think about what I'm feeling like. I don't spaz out. I don't be unruly. I don't be impatient. I'm patient. I'm more patient now. I understand more about the league, the players, and inside, bro. Just don't let them Wizards, man, get you out your pocket. Be yourself, man. Stay humble, man. Stay handsome, man. Get your money, man. Hey, man, you stay on, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all.
Tim, thank you. Thank you. Damn, that's cool. The stuff you get to do, man, in this job. It's wild.
Hey, look, man, you impact some people, man.
I hope, like, I genuinely mean this. I hope we still do. And I say we, the Wizards and the Mystics, who I will also be working with. Like, these teams matter to people, and they matter a lot. And actually, I was listening to something that Zach Leonsis has said on a podcast at one point, and he said, like, we hold the morale of the region in our hands. And that is a responsibility that I take extraordinarily seriously into this next job that I'm taking with Monumental Sports and with Monumental Basketball. And I hope that we get to the joy, like all the things that we've experienced with the Commanders and the conversations we've had on the show are the kinds of things that we get to bring to you guys with the Wizards and eventually with some winning as well. Let's go to our guy, Saeed. Saeed, thanks for calling. You are one last time on the Hoffman Show, my guy.
Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Going well, man, going well.
Good, good. Well, sadly, the first time I think I called you because I said that you shared a very similar level of sarcasm, and I appreciated that. The even sadder part is that Anthony hasn't picked up on my sarcasm, and when I called saying, "Oh wow, Craig's leaving," you know, thank God, he was like, "Is that like a joke?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah, like who would call the radio station, be listening to you on the radio station, and hate your guts that much? Maybe
Saeed,
you have people like that.
Saeed, you yeah. would be surprised.
Yeah, but
you
either
would
way,
be surprised.
Those people have a lot of time. Either way, I obviously appreciate your level of sarcasm, and I don't want Anthony to hang up on me. Otherwise, I definitely would have went full roast on this, because sometimes when you are on with Logan, I'm like, can you just let Logan talk? but I do appreciate, you know, your insight. And just the two things that I'll say real quick is that to me is important, is that it's like that John Wooden quote where he said, like, you know, worry more about your character and not about your reputation, because your character is who you are. Your reputation is what people think you are. And so many times when you were on the radio, you would cover things in a way you would even speak out about it and say, hey, if you don't want to hear about this, then go to someone else's. But this is a local sport. You know, you would speak out about, like, you know, women's sports, to make sure that they had, you know, good coverage and things like that. And I found out to be very admirable. And then the last thing that I'll say is, it's kind of like, I don't know whose quote it was, but I know Khabib had mentioned at one point, like after some fight, and he said, you know, you climb that mountain so that you can see others, not so they can see you. And I thought of that about you a lot, because you actually are one of the rare people on the radio who wants to hear other people speak so you can learn about them and their experience. You're not bringing them on so they could hear you speak eloquently about what they do, so that they can give you praise and their listeners can give you praise. You genuinely want to know what's in their head, and that's something definitely I would miss. And now that I've said all the nice stuff, I'll return to the sarcasm. To be honest, I'm glad you're going. You know, I'm happy that you're going to be doing something else. And every once in a while, maybe I'll call Anthony and say, I hate 980, and just see if he picks up on it, and we'll go from there. But thank you for everything you did. We'll keep an eye on you locally, and,
I expect
the best for you.
Saeed, thank you. That was great. I genuinely appreciate that. That's how we're going to wrap this first hour. We'll probably try to get back to you guys. There's enough calls, and, you know, you guys are doing a great job of saying nice things, but also telling stories in a way that I'm thoroughly enjoying, and I think is actually also hopefully good radio as we spend one last show together. But you know, there was only one person that could be the final guest on the show. One, because it's the appropriate final guest on the show, and two, because I think he would throw stuff at me if he wasn't. Clinton Yates is next on the Team 980.